Fred, so how many years you been producing the Solidarity of the Notes?
About 38 years this fall.
Ooh. Ooh. So you have a large following, huh? I know I get it every month.
Yeah, we mail bulk to about 1,200 people. We have about 100 copies. We spread out through the community. We have a Facebook page where we post the monthly or bi-monthly lately newsletters. And we encourage people to write articles. There's all sorts of bylines where you'll see different people connected to the area labor movement, as well as people who are charter members of the Solidarity Committee. So we also really encourage people to get involved as activists in the paper. It's we're not a newsletter organization, but we use the newsletter to direct our work.
Now, if someone want to get a copy of the Solidarity Notes or want to, you know, subscribe to it, how would they do that?
They would just get a hold of us, mainly me. I'm the membership coordinator. I take care of the membership list. Mm-hmm. And they can reach me at my email, which is Fred Unite. FREDUNITE mm-hmm. at gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there any cost?
There's no cost. Once a year, we solicit for contributions. We have usually in May, we call it the dues month, and we accept any and all contributions. We recommend $20 from individuals and union and other organizational dues at about $150. But we'll accept less, and if you can't afford, we'll send you the newsletter anyway in hopes that you'll be involved and more informed.
Now, they could get a hard copy or they could get it online?
You can get either a hard copy. We also have an email list, so send us your email. And if you want to indicate that you want to be on the email blast list as well as get the hard copy, or just want to get the electronic copy. We like to send the hard copy because we hope that people will keep it around as a reference as well as introduce it to other people.
I'm going to get into the newsletter now. And the issue that I have, Fred, is June, July 2021. And you have some headlines on here, and I'm just going to bring up some of these headlines, and you could tell us about them. One is that you got the headline says, "See you at Cook Park in Colony on Labor Day." Give us some history of that, Fred.
Okay. After Solidarity Day 1, 1981, the AFL-CIO was promoting that we have local Solidarity Days in 82 and 83. So what we did in those years was we established a Labor Day celebration committee, and we had for many years, we had a combined parade and picnic. We go down Central Avenue, State Street, and end up the Corning Preserve and have a big bash and fireworks some years. In recent history, we've settled on doing the Labor Day celebration on the day of Labor Day, and other groups have been doing labor parades later on in the week. Right now, we had to miss a year because of COVID. Last year, we had a Zoom event that we did with the NISN and the nurses at Albany Medical Center that are struggling for their first contract. But this year, we're back at Cook Park on Labor Day, September 6th this year, Monday, of course. And Cook Park has a pavilion that we meet at. It's enclosed with windows for plenty of circulation, but you can get out of the rain. Lots of picnic tables. Usually it's good weather, knock on wood. We serve hamburgers, hot dogs. We usually get donations from the bakery and confectionery workers who go to Fryhoffers and get us buns, cookies, and other condiments. We supply the soft drinks. And this year, we're probably going to do more personal serving as well as, we have veggie burgers too for your vegetarians out there. We're going to do probably more one-on-one serving. Usually we have a potluck, but we got to look at what COVID is telling us. Mm-hmm. So this year we may not have the potluck aspect of the day.
Mm-hmm. One thing I forgot to ask you, Fred, you didn't talk about your wonderful activist wife.
Oh, sure. Couldn't have done it any other way. She's been a very involved educator.
What's her name?
On the Albany School.
What's her name, Fred?
Melanie Porras.
Right. Okay.
She served on the Albany City School Board for 5 years. She set up the a dual language bilingual program that's in operation for 20 years at the Albany School District. It's a two-way Spanish-English curriculum for elementary and pre-K, I think, this year students. She's been very involved in her union, NYSET. She worked as a representative with NYSET for a number of years, promoting bilingual education and multicultural instruction. And she's worked, we've worked together on international struggles, trying to stop the wars in Central America. And have been on many picket lines together. So it's been very helpful.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You can't leave that out.
Thank you very much for reminding me.
Right. Now, let's get back to the Cook Park. Where's Cook Park located, and what time is that event?
Okay. The event is from noon till about 4 o'clock. It's in the town, the Village of Colony, which is in the town of Colony, off of Central Avenue. You go in the Village of Colony, you take Lincoln Avenue off of Central Avenue for about a mile, and then you take a left on Shambrook Parkway and look for the Solidarity Committee Pavilion. You can't miss it. It'll be on your right. So that's going to happen. We're really glad to get back together and network with everybody this year after the pandemic and move ahead. We give awards out to area activists of the year. We have a 50-50 raffle of union memorabilia, silent auction, which is a lot of posters and other union historical paraphernalia, which we have a silent auction to help subsidize the Labor Day event. We have music and short speeches during the day.
And there's a lot of labor involvement in this, right?
A lot of labor involvement, as well as a lot of the electeds come, and we get to talk to them one-on-one. They don't dominate it. We dominate it, and we talk about the labor struggles going on. So last time we met, we had the nurses speak, and we gave them an award, the Albany Med Nurses. And we've done the same thing for Honeywell workers as well as Momentum workers. So we have a really good mix. We have tables from local organizations, and so people can get informed. So it's a family event, so we encourage people to come with their families and create a tradition.
Right, and to follow the COVID protocol, right?
We're going to follow all COVID protocols in effect.
Right.
As of September, and let's hope that people get vaccinated and we have much more ability to be free in how we run these things.
Right.